Is it the sunshine of the catastrophes, flash floods of the traffic? Something about Los Angeles makes music, makes magic. The muse of Los Angeles makes artists get active. Behold the lore of LA authors. Behold who's rocking the populace in the postmodern metropolis. LA authors. Starting with Charles Fletcher Lummis, sunshine looms large in literary Los Angeles. From the myth of Ramona, Pueblos, California ranchos, orange groves in the Arroyo Seco, expatriate artists of the 1890s brought the first sunshine wave of LA authors, and the boosters blew the trumpets on the Golden State's landscape. Sun for 300 days, a cure for old age, find the fountain of youth in Los Angeles. Hyped up pamphlets let the world know the land of the sunshine, the new Eden. It was manifest destiny. But it wasn't heaven for everybody. Besides the boosters, it was the bunkers, socialists, expatriate poets, leftist screenwriters, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Louis Demick, and Jake Zietlin. And Nathaniel West, he was one of the best, a city in flames in the day of the locust. The underground intelligentsia of artists and authors lived in Echo Park bungalows. McCarthy called the Red Hill, and Sinclair yelled, "Oil!" Behold, the lore of LA authors, behold. And Chandler and Kane were kings of writing noir detective novels in the lost streets of Bunker Hill, where Fonte celebrates staircase fire escapes and lost love. And long before Rodney King, there was the Zoot Suit Riots. The LAPD and the Navy fools fought with the Pachucos and the Sleepy Lagoon. And Kerry McWilliams knew the deal. It was fire factories in the fields. The palm trees are swaying in the wind as the sunset begins. It's twilight on Franklin, and what makes Sammy run? Is it the architectural illusion? Hollywood tycoons and the American dream? Robinson, Jeffers, and Langston Hughes, if he hollers, let him go. Get your jazz on Central Avenue. Ray Bradbury wrote Martian Chronicles, and L. Ron Hubbard wrote science fiction into Scientology. And Charles Bukowski, staying in single room occupancies, wrote sublime poetry about the plight of the modern man with a beer can in his hands. And Venice beats off of Abbot Kinney. And every time I'm in Venice, Jim Morrison speaks to me. Behold the lore of LA authors. Behold, rocking like rockabilly car clubs, the Carpenters, the Beach Boys, Grease, disco, and roller skating, and singer-songwriters in Laurel Canyon, like James Taylor and Joni Mitchell, saying the real deal in the Hollywood Hills, basking above Babylon and hedonism before hippie folk maidens became pop rock musicians. Now we're rocking the Rainbow Room like Led Zeppelin. Selling platinum, Radio Free Hollywood, Hotel California, the Doobie Brothers. Play that funky music, white boy. Behold the lore of LA authors, behold. And Bret Easton Ellis tells us about gilded youth. They were snorting white rails in Beverly Hills, less than zero. Walter Mosley and Easy Rollins, the Devil in the Blue Dress, and Little Richard and Barry White grew up near Willowbrook. And Motown came out west with the Jacksons. And Louis McAdams, Doug Miles, he wrote The Birth of the Cool. James Ellroy kept LA confidential. The Black Dahlia to Gabriel Garcia Marquez's magical realism, Hunter S. Thompson's new journalism, were south of No North in the City of Courts, reeling in the years in the ecology of fear, Mike Davis and magical urbanism, it like Joan Didion's White Album. Thomas Pynchon to Luis Rodriguez. Thomas Pynchon to Luis Rodriguez. Thomas Pynchon to Luis Rodriguez. And now George to Ruben Martinez. Wanda Coleman, Exene Cervenka. Check out the LA Sound Selectors. Punk rock, pop, underground poets, urban planners, Klein, Soja, Jello, Biafra, Rollins, Ellen Mabee, spoken word artists got trails blazing, Paul Vangelisi, John Thomas, Lawrence Lipton, and the Holy Barbarians, Stuart Perkoff, and words are raising ropes like poetics, on mic and dim lights, beyond Baroque and Ginsberg, he got naked, folks. So welcome to the West Coast Poetry and Jazz Festival. The truth is stranger than fiction. It's surreal living in these conditions. William Gibson, science fiction, cyberpunks on super expressways, ghetto helicopters every day. Hollywood loves the apocalypse. The coast is toast. Earthquakes, flash floods, El Nino, Armageddon, busted bridges. The waves are crashing on the edge of the continent. Is it the city in flames or is it another day in paradise? Is it sunshine or noir? Baywatch or Blade Runner? Stay tuned for the long hot summer. Santa Ana warm winds keep blowing. The creative juices keep flowing. And the list of our LA authors keeps growing. LA authors are making music loud like Sunset Strip, rock and roll to soul. Doors, Van Halen, Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Ice Cube, NWA, Dr. J, Farside, Snoop Dogg, Freestyle Fellowship, hip hop, metal, bedroom producers, turntablists, and poets. Behold the lore of LA authors. Behold the lore of LA authors. Behold who's rocking the populace in the postmodern metropolis, LA authors.